broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Buschman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 29th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast, then we bring on a very unique, fascinating guest, to say the least. Quickly, we had Chris Carlson on with us yesterday, first hour. He always says, without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight, a discussion of all things liberty. And we talked about WW3, Worldwide Three Alert, NATO provoking Russia to start war. Yeah, for some reason, Western powers suggest they want to put Russian house in order, as if we have our own house in order, right? These guys are involved in immoral wars everywhere. It's out of control, and it's got to stop. The military-industrial complex has ran us off the rails. That and dishonest money put it all together, and wow, it's a dishonest narrative, to say the least, pretending we have the moral high ground, right? The Cuban Missile Crisis kind of set the stage. It was a one-month, four-day fiasco where both arms kind of had a confrontation between us and the Soviet Union, and it ratcheted up, but it set the stage for the fear-mongering. It set the stage for the techniques of modern military propaganda. A great article written on LouRockwell.com highlights this reality check. The original propaganda campaign had three rules, ladies and gentlemen, to it. You got to understand this. Number one, stress emotion over logic, right? The second one, demonize the enemy. And the third one, promise a war that will make the world a safe place for democracy. It's all the threefold lie, ladies and gentlemen. But nevertheless, that's how they roll when they want to promote war everywhere. War is peace, they continue. The lie is either you are with us or you're with the terrorists. See, that's the way they kind of deceive everyone. The art of doublespeak on tap, to say the least. We talked about that. It's become a mind control effort, if you will. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, we had Dr. Scott Bradley with us, his lifelong goal to preserve the nation. FreedomsRisingSun.com, his website. And we doubled down on the same theme. The good doctor and Sam Buschman discussed the need for a humble foreign policy. Washington's farewell address highlighted this reality, avoiding foreign entanglements, if you will. George Washington was right. We got to avoid foreign entanglements, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about the COVID shots are sterilizing women all over the world for an entire generation, writes Chuck Baldwin, doing a great job. Now that we have a full year of injecting people with an experimental gene-altering shot for COVID-19, we can now conclusively state, ladies and gentlemen, that this is most definitely a weapon of mass destruction, as it not only kills and cripples people in the present, ladies and gentlemen, but it also destroys the unborn children in the womb. It's most likely making an entire generation of childbearing age females infertile. It is disaster on steroids, ladies and gentlemen. This is population reduction planning. This is genocide. These are crimes against humanity. This is pure evil, ladies and gentlemen. Israel, one of the most vaccinated countries on the planet, sets new COVID-19 case record. And truckers are sick of it too. Truckers in Canada stage massive convoy to protest Canadian vaccination mandates. Hundreds of vehicles, thousands of people. Bob Unruh, WND.com with the detail there. They say that the convoy is over 50 miles long now. It's just, wow. They're all going to Ottawa to protest. Ladies and gentlemen, Breaker 19, it's all a big scam. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, and that's a recap of the broadcast yesterday that we talked about. Still available online at libertyroundtable.com and at lovingliberty.net. You can get the iPhone and the Android apps at lovingliberty.net. Live and on-demand radio at your fingertips always when it comes to Liberty Roundtable Live. And news the networks refuse to use today starts now. We've got a guy by the name with us by the name of Michael Storm, and some say he's taking the world by storm. But he's got a radio podcast / radio show called Toward Anarchy, and towardanarchy.com if you want to learn more about that. Michael, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Sam, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to having a conversation with you. I liked what you were talking about on the show yesterday, so I'm excited to jump in and just hit some topics and you know, talk a little bit about liberty and freedom, something we don't seem to have so much of anymore.
Sad but true. Hey, so go ahead. If you want to make a comment on any of the recap items, we can do that first, and then we'll just
I'm really excited about this whole this whole convoy thing, and I keep seeing it growing, and it blows my mind that the press has been able to really bury this thing and to actually tout it as there being something else, as if they were out there on the roads, these, you know, this 50-mile-long chain of truckers and people supporting them were out there because of bad road conditions. That's something that they passed it off as, and it's...
Why would you be out there because of bad road conditions, though? I mean, it doesn't even make any
sense.
Driving
on the road! Yeah, and then you can see, you know, all the trucks have, they say right on them, no mandate, no vaccines, no, you know, it's real clear what they're out there for. And it, whoa, sorry, I just dropped my headphones. It's real clear what they're out there for, and it's amazing that the mainstream media can still. I did a little quiz this past week with some of my friends, real people, not just digital people. And none of them knew. Not a single person, my business partners, their wives, people coming in the store throughout the week, not a single person knew what was going on with the Canadian trucker thing. And it just blows my mind that we're still here at this point.
Well, that just goes to show how much power the mainstream press has, ladies and gentlemen. That's for sure. There's a couple of tidbits I want to get out on the news. Senator Mitt Romney, so the senator... junior senator from the state of Utah, Mitt Romney tests positive for COVID-19, but he and his wife, Ann, are both fully vaccinated and boosted, but it did him no good, Michael.
You know what? That's another thing. Last 3 weeks, people like myself, obviously people like yourself, and many people are being vindicated of the data that's come out over the last few weeks regarding the vaccines, regarding the numbers, the virus, the count. Everything from day one that people like myself, people like you have been talking about, this idea that I don't know. 2 years ago when this thing started, I turned on the microphone and I said, watch. The panic, the fear, the ignorance, the stupidity that we are experiencing right now is exactly what drives people to believe that vaccinations work. And that's a whole other long story. We'll just stick with this one clearly doesn't work.
Propaganda at the highest levels, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we also said that, hey, you know what? When people get vaccinated, they shed.
Mm.
And it has the ability to affect other people. In other words, when you get vaccinated, you know, the idea behind vaccinations, whether they be the new mRNA type, which is really a bioweapon, a gene therapy, if you will, or a gene whatever, or the old vaccine style, the idea was you would basically have some way to make people a little bit sick. And with that little bit sick, then your body's supposed to, you know, mount a response to that little bit of sickness and then create the antibodies or the fight mechanism in the body to fight the virus. Well, anyway, so we always said whenever you get somebody a little bit sick, they have the ability to spread the little bit of sickness. And people kind of mocked us and said, oh, no, Sam, come on, you're crazy. However, here's what I find fascinating, Michael. They always have a backhanded way to admit the truth.
Yes.
And the truth comes out, and it comes out this time in the USA today, of all places. Here's what the headline says. So they always betray themselves. When they come out and tell you the truth, the reason I say it's in a backhanded way is because they always expose themselves, but trying to make another point. The problem is when they try to make their other point, they betray the point that we make to the point where they admit that we're right. Here's the headline from USA Today. Vaccinated parents give COVID protection to unvaccinated children. New study finds. USA Today. So they're all going, yeah, man, get vaccinated because it'll help your children. Okay, but wait a minute. Hold on now, rednecks. Y'all told me that if you got vaccinated, it wouldn't affect anybody around you, and there's no way that it did or could or whatever. That we, when we said that, we were all conspiracy theory nutcakes, whacked out crazies. Well, then hold on now. Vaccinated parents give COVID protection to unvaccinated children. Israeli study found that a household with, quote, two vaccinated parents decreased the risk of an unvaccinated child catching COVID. Yeah, they say you might, quote, indirect protection. Think about that for a minute, folks. Israeli studies said that you might get indirect protection if you're a kid, right? From COVID-19 through their vaccinated parents. Now, how does that happen, ladies and gentlemen, if there's no correlation to what we've told you since the beginning of the dishonest agenda, huh? Let's talk about it.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Storm with me. He is host of the Toward Anarchy radio show / podcast. ToordAnarchy.com is the website to learn more. So we're talking about, they say vaccinated parents give unvaccinated children greater protection. Study finds, that's USA Today. And I find this fascinating because we told you that there was shedding, that, hey, being around a vaccinated person, it could rub off on you. And they said, oh, my gosh, you guys are nutcake, crazy, conspiracy theorists, wackos. There's nothing to that. Well, now USA Today, the king of all papers, comes out and says, oh, yeah, new study out from Israel. You can go ahead and, hey, if you're vaccinated as a parent, then your kid gonna get vaccination protection through you. How does that happen if there's no relationship, as we've been telling you for 2 years, between those who have vaccinations running around shedding? Interesting. So if I hang out with other people, might I get, quote, partially vaccinated in a sense, or have some kind of protection too? What if I'm around a coworker all day? Oh, just what we told you. Now they're backhandedly admitting the reality check. Listen up. Here's the details that I find even more fascinating. The study found that regardless of household size, having one vaccinated parent decreases the risk of an unvaccinated child catching COVID by 23.4% on the average. And if you have two parents vaccinated, decreased the risk by an average of 64%. That's very fascinating. But then I also find that interesting. They say this: reported child vaccination cases spiked dramatically across the United States with the new variant of Omicron. And so I find it fascinating. Let me get this right. So, yes, you can get, what do you call it, secondhand? You know, they say secondhand smoke, right? Secondhand vaccination protection. That's USA Today. That's interesting. What's also interesting, though, is they say if two parents, what if a grandma and a grandpa? Does it work the same, or is it just parents there, rednecks out there, and you science land experts? What about your coworker? If I work with two coworkers that are with me all day long and they've got it, does that work, or does it got to be a parent, you know? Well, see, they lie, and they get caught lying when they admit this. They think this is a good news thing, going, yeah, parents, make sure you get vaccinated. But then why, if everybody's getting all this protection, we've got 70, 80, 90% vaccination rates right now, and kids get this incredible boost from their parents, right? Then why do we have child cases spiking? Clear answer, because it's all a lie, and it doesn't work. COVID's real, ladies and gentlemen. Don't misunderstand me on that point. But this idea that it doesn't affect anybody is bogus, and they got caught lying, and now we prove it once again on your radio. But then they go on, and I find this even more fascinating. So they're saying, well, the vaccine doesn't really work against the Omicron variant too well, right? But don't worry, you got to keep taking your vaccines, right? Okay, then the next headline says this. The monoclonal antibodies that are used to treat COVID in many cases have now been pulled off the market. We say, well, why were they pulled off the market, for crying out loud? And they say because they don't work against the Omicron, therefore they got pulled off the market. Well, the vaccines don't work either, so don't we need to pull the vaccines off the market too? No, see, Sam, you're just whacked out crazy. Well, there you have it. We're right once again. Michael?
Oh, geez. There's so much in this whole story. And I do want to make a point of, you said that that this is real, that COVID is real. And I would suggest that that's true. I believe I have not been tested. I refuse to go get tested. I refuse to be a part of that. You want this to stop? Stop getting tested. I believe that I've had, my entire family has had all three versions and variants of it. It's been no worse than the first one was interesting because it was everything that they initially said. It was sort of that you get hit by it and then you get hit by it again about 2 weeks later. And then for 2 months or so, I had breathing problems and just couldn't really, my breath just wasn't quite there. You could hear it in my show. I'd be talking on the show and you could just sort of hear me run out of breath, sort of mid-sentence. And it was related directly to whatever that was, whether it was, COVID or regular flu, whatever. I didn't go get tested because I didn't think it mattered. It wasn't going. And then, of course, this was also right before all of the COVID stuff broke in the news. I had this cold and it was weird and it was lingering. And then all of a sudden the news broke and they're like, hey, it comes back 2 weeks later. And I was like, hey, it was exactly 2 weeks later when it hit me with a headache. So I absolutely believe that there's something real, whatever it is, whether it's a flu, whether it's rebranded, whether there actually is something that they've been able to isolate that is this COVID virus. I don't know. And I don't even want to try to guess. I think that we spend so much time talking about this idea that we have to find out what this is. We have to know. Well, first of all, we haven't proved that anything combats it. And this is one of the huge problems that I've had with this from the beginning. They talk about this idea that we can be asymptomatic. And they are sort of ignoring the fact that this is a huge problem. So you give all of these people these vaccines. You don't know if the vaccine works. We have a pretty good indication that it doesn't. So it's not going to stop the spread. They even admit, you know, sort of a little bit later after they've released it, that no, it really doesn't stop the spread. It won't keep you from getting it. It won't do anything, really. It just maybe gives you a percentage better chance to avoid a hospitalization or to not be as sick, except that you can't possibly know that. You can't possibly know how the virus is going to affect every single individual. And so then you take the idea of people being asymptomatic. So, oh, well, now we're safe. We got the shot, except you could still be carrying it. You could be asymptomatic and you could be giving it to everybody you know. The whole thing is such a headache. I would not even want to sit to try to sit down at one point in one time and wade through all of the lies and misinformation that have led us to this point.
Now, the lies continue because Joe Biden, the guy that said, you know what, get your vaccines, put on your mask, put on your mask, put on your mask. Well, now President Joe Biden, if you really can call the guy president, see, I can't really call Biden president, so I take that out of the headline. And I just say Biden shook hands with people without wearing a mask on Friday in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, despite previously calling mandatory masks a, quote, patriotic duty. This guy's a nut. He doesn't even know what he's doing. He doesn't even remember where he is. Now he's literally running around, leaving the podium, going to shake hands with people without a mask on, Michael.
Men in authority will always think that criticism of their policies is dangerous. They will always equate their policies with patriotism and find criticism subversive. So it doesn't, all they have to do, it doesn't matter whether it worked. It doesn't matter what the evidence is for or against. The fact is, just start waving the flag in front of it and tell everybody it's their duty and just have everybody hop in line.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, I found that quite interesting. Yeah. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and I really want to talk to Michael more about his radio show. His radio show is every weekend, Sundays, 1 to 3 Central Time on Republic Broadcasting Radio Network. And then it's turned into a podcast, and then it's available, of course, at republicbroadcasting.org. But it's also available at towardanarchy.com. Which is Michael's website. And Michael Storm is the host of Toward Anarchy, a radio show that I want to get into the details of what the show's about. Because, ladies and gentlemen, Toward Anarchy focuses on an array of topics, from social to political to economic and pop culture. Simply put, we live in anarchy daily, says Michael. You know what? Every second we make our own choices. We create, we destroy, we love, we hate, we influence the world around us. Hey, without consideration for and a need for authority. Anarchy does not preclude a hierarchy of rules. It just means no ruler by force among you. All right, we're going to talk about that. Anarchy doesn't answer the question of who will build the roads or fund the schools or solve society's ills. It leaves us free to accomplish these things through voluntary means and cooperation. Toward Anarchy is a phrase coined by the, quote, early anarchist founders of the LP, or Libertarian Party. Their slogan, anyway, it goes on. But I asked a buddy of mine, Ernie Hancock, a long time ago. I said, hey, what's the difference between a libertarian and an anarchist? And he's like, hey, man, a couple of election cycles. you kind of get the truth about what's really going on here. And the sad part is, you know, when you talk to Mark and others at Live and Let Live, you realize they're not wanting to disrupt the world or create craziness around the world. That's not what true anarchists are about. When we get back, we'll talk to Michael Storm about that in more detail on your radio. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
To the fullest extent possible, stay off the roads.
A powerful nor'easter continuing to barrel its way up the east coast towards the northeast and eventually southern New England, which is expected to get as much as 3 feet of snow in spots. The governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker, saying last night,
"Going to be a very big storm, probably one of the biggest we've experienced in the last few years. Conditions are expected to make travel nearly impossible, and we're urging everyone to stay home."
Because of this storm, over 6,000 flights had been canceled already for Saturday as of earlier in the morning. That's according to FlightAware. A House committee investigating last year's Capitol attack now sending more subpoenas out to another dozen or so people accused of an electoral vote scheme. And this is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Notes recently obtained from an early 2020 meeting involving Dr. Anthony Fauci and virologists worldwide revealed that Dr. Fauci was told to suppress lab leak theories about COVID to maintain good relations with China. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio making it clear he's never been a Fauci fan and says in this case, if the reports are true, it means Fauci did not bring all of his knowledge of a possible lab leak to the White House.
He should have went straight to the President of the United States, but we know he didn't do that. You had Mick Mulvaney on just a couple days ago, and Mick said that didn't happen. In fact, just the opposite. He tried to cover it up and hide it.
The White House launched a program that will send millions of free COVID tests to households across the nation. And they say 60 million have already used the government's website, covidtests.gov, to order some. You can also go online to find us at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Storm with me. He's a broadcast and journalism professional of more than 20 years, including he's been in top 50 markets in radio and television, as well as a host, a producer, and a programmer. He's been around for a long time telling the tale of liberty. TowardAnarchy.com, his website. So, Michael, I kind of wanted to set the stage on this anarchy discussion. A lot of people have falsely been led to believe this anarchy thing just means mob rule. It's all just crazy. That's not even what it is if you ask real anarchists, right?
No, I mean, it's like anything. You ask, you know, a dozen different people, you get a dozen different answers. But I think you find a pretty core consistency between the answers of any anarchist, and that's it. It's about a voluntary existence. It's not the idea that there's that everything is in chaos. It's just that the idea that we already do. You read it earlier. This idea that we do millions. It's uncountable. There's no way to count the transactions, the things that we do with each other out here, literally quite despite authority. I mean, authority goes through and is sort of trying to rob us and put restrictions on us and tell us what we can and can't do and who we can and can't employ and making those voluntary interactions just that much harder. So I really think that in spite what we see around us, the things that we've been able to accomplish, are literally in spite of government controls. And so I just see it. I really love the idea many, many years ago. I'm a libertarian at heart. I grew up libertarian. My mentor was Ken Riggs, and he was one of the first libertarians, number seven or something like that, literally in the party. You know, knew David F. Nolan and some of the earlier adopters of the party, and they talked about this. They were all anarchists. They were all anarchists at heart, and so there's this underlying anarchy that lives inside the Libertarian Party. And I always liked the idea, they called it toward anarchy, just working toward that place that we already are, just shedding the bonds of government and third party interference and taxation and theft and robbery and caging people over political and social opinions.
The reality, in my opinion, is toward anarchy really means, so people kind of understand, that it's not this chaos that society or the mainstream press wants you to believe. Anarchy really means this if you talk to an anarchist. And that is this: we have our own agency, the freedom to choose, and force is always evil. Our choices are always good. And Americans don't need, or people around the world, a true anarchist, they don't need government. Because they can make everything happen by their own choices and or by contracts. That doesn't mean there's no hierarchy, there's no order, that's a lie. Okay, it just means we don't need a, quote, force mechanism in place to compel. Because that force mechanism that compels always, by its very nature, goes out of control.
Yeah.
It starts out maybe benevolent in theory, but it never turns out benevolent in reality. Is that what it really is,
Michael? History. No, that's absolutely right. There's not a single bit of history that doesn't show that those who are given power ever relinquish it. It doesn't happen. And we're in such a point in history right now where people are disconnected from reality more so than they ever have been. And it's a confusing and scary place to find yourself. I like the toward anarchy. Ooh, anarchy. Ooh, it's kind of scary. It's a little bit of a mystery to people, except that it's not. You turn on the show, and I'm just sitting there talking to normal people. We're talking about the same things you're talking about in your living room. We're talking about the same, you know, movie that you watched last week, the new premiere. We're doing all these same things, and it's because I'm an example. I live that anarchist position every single day. I don't force other people to do business with me in any way, and I won't allow them to force me to do it with them. It's really a simple idea that it gets overcomplicated. It's this idea that somehow, by me saying, oh, we should live in anarchy, well, that solves everything. No, it solves the one thing. It solves the third-party interference, the manipulations, the controls, the legal authority given to a special class of citizen to rob, cage, and murder the rest of us.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And when he says he's talking about the same topics as all of us, he is. But he's talking about it from a slightly different perspective, which is really the focus of today's show, which, ladies and gentlemen, is that you don't need force to compel everybody everywhere all the time. That force turns out to be evil 99.99% of the time. Historically, it always runs off the rails is the idea. And that's why you say, what's the difference between a libertarian and an anarchist? And the answer is a couple of election cycles, because they're simply saying, look at all the scandal around elections right now. Wow, it makes you not want to believe in the system, doesn't it? Okay, so the idea is not to jettison everything. It's not a godless idea.
No.
It's not an idea that creates confusion or mass hysteria it's not those things. What it is we can make our own agreements. We don't need, say, a government-mandated cop to run around. We can hire our own security team, can't we, Michael?
Absolutely. And then separate, I love this topic, separate the idea of security and protection from policing. Policing is the overt act of creating criminals using those political and social opinions and protection and you taking care of your property and taking care of your person. That's not the same thing as policing. So when people say to me, oh, we need police. Well, why do we need police? We need somebody whose job it is to go around creating criminals, because they don't stop them. They don't stop crime. They respond to crime in sort of 9 to 13 minutes, 20 minutes, if you believe some surveys, after the fact. So they're not there to stop crime. They're not there to protect you. They have no legal or moral obligation to protect you, according to the courts. And so what exactly are they there for? They're there to police. They're there to generate revenue for the state based on those political and social opinions that you supposedly violated. You want to protect yourself, get a gun.
Get a gun, that's fine, or hire your own security, whatever you want to do. But remember,
security.
When you hire your own security, if they're not doing what you want, you fire them, and you replace them with somebody who will do what you want, right? That's kind of the difference here, is you have agency at the core of this.
Mm. Yeah, and you're not going to walk in to the security offices, you know, of this company that you've hired and have them look at you and tell you, well, you don't have standing here. Well, what do you mean? There's a check with my name on it that was signed over to you. That's my standing right there.
You also don't have them say, sit down, shut up, we're in charge. It's like, hold on now, cowboy. You know what? And that's kind of the real key that we're getting at, ladies and gentlemen, is how much sovereignty did God give you? Mm. And how much sovereignty are you going to delegate to who, when, where? That's really what we're talking about. We're not talking about should there be order in society. Because the anarchists would truly say we can have order. It just needs to be order by my choice, not by force upon me. Now, Black Lives Matter co-founder Alicia Garza says their goal is to dismantle the organizing principle of society.
Yeah.
A race history, a breakdown. They want a breakdown of everything. Now listen, they want to break down societal norms. They want to defund the cops. They want to turn the city into, quote, war zones, disarm the populace, and more. Now, let me be very clear. Don't forget the violence. In 2020, after George Floyd, there were 633 riots across America.
Is that how many
in the U.S.?
Was?
Yeah, man. And they cost over $2 billion in destruction.
Wow.
Okay, the BLM, on the backs of this dishonesty and abuse and violence and everything else, raised more than $90 million in 2020 alone. Right now.
Really?
I don't bring this up because this relates to Michael, except for I want to highlight the difference in an anarchist. Mm. And these whacked out people that are destructionists is what I would call them. Michael said, get a gun. These guys want to take away your gun, right?
Yes.
Completely different views here. 180 degrees, ladies and gentlemen, where they want to destroy everything. Michael's just simply saying, I want to be able to choose. And that order's fine. Contracts are great. Enter into them because they can order your world in a meaningful way by your choice. These two sound similar if you're ignorant, but they're absolutely diametrically opposed in every imaginable possible discussion point, Michael.
Yeah, they're serving up chaos. Of those 600 plus that you mentioned, there wasn't an anarchist on the ground. Not a real one. Not any one of those riots.
Because anarchists aren't for destruction of everything, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you want to destroy your own private property, go ahead. They don't want to interfere with you. But there would be great order in a real anarchist society. We'll come back and talk about that with Michael Storm in seconds. TowardAnarchy.com.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips, always on your radio. Michael Storm with me. TowardAnarchy.com is website. So I'm highlighting the difference between the Antifas and the Black Lives Matters and all these really destructionist groups. And I'm trying to get people to understand the truth about anarchy and what it really means. It's not the same. You've been taught that it's the same by your dishonest press for decades, no doubt. But I want to really highlight they're diametrically opposed to one another. Agency, choice, liberty, freedom, order by contract. You represent yourself as the ultimate sovereign under God Almighty. If you choose to believe in God, that's up to you. But the point is, there's a higher source, and it ain't government. And whenever government gets involved, whether it's police powers or whatever else, they take away agency, and they create tyranny. That's really the concept here. I want you to go off on that, Michael, because I want people to really understand the difference. Society teaches us that y'all are the same as these destructionists. I disagree.
It's such a dishonest conversation, but when then can you get an honest conversation from anybody out there, this so-called society, I guess? Just look at the word. Look at the root word, look at the meaning, and then look at the people on the ground. Every once in a while you see some guy with an anarchy symbol on his back, you know, sort of throw a Molotov cocktail at a cop car or something like that. But this is a different understanding. This is just these tend to be young people who are disenfranchised with the system, who don't have any other direction. They don't have any sort of foundation. They don't have a libertarian mentor. They didn't grow up in the church with this man who was like, you know, you seem interested in these things. Let me show you a different way to think about how society is put together. And to be able to go to, well, look here, we're not talking about anything nefarious. We're not talking about evil things. We're simply talking about people making the choice to voluntarily get along with each other and do the things that we do every single day without that need for any third-party interference into our conversation. And it always becomes corrupted. You give up a little bit of yourself. You give over that agency, or they take it from you, and it falls out of that natural order. I like natural law. I like even the idea of God's law. Although I'm not a particularly Christian man myself, I was raised in the Christian tradition, and I understand a lot of what I love. My bad Romans. That's what I'm getting at. I love these people who put Christ and their beliefs and their natural understanding of things before this phony, made-up system of compromise and indecency. I think indecency is about the only way that I can put it, because it's like everything that they legalize is some form of theft, of somebody else, either of their agency or of their wealth. You're just taking a piece of somebody. And so it's very insidious, very nefarious to me. Anytime somebody comes up and says, oh, well, you can't do that. We have to do things this way, even though there's no particular reason, you know, why you can't do it. He's just telling you you can't do it. Well, give me something. Give me some reason other than it's your personal opinion or it's a law or it's a tradition or we just don't do that around here. Those aren't good enough answers for me. Tell me why I can't do this when I'm not hurting anybody else. I'm not stealing from somebody. I'm not locking them in a cage or forcing them to my will. I'm just interacting with somebody on a voluntary basis. You know, a couple of adults agreeing to do what they want to do.
Imagine that, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, I wanted to highlight that. I think that's really kind of important to understand. I wanted to spend time with Michael Storm talking about this Senator Mitt Romney getting tested. And, hey, he's positive even though he's been, you know, quadruple vaxxed and boosted and whatever, and then vaccinated parents are giving protection to their kids, even though the kids aren't vaccinated. How's that? If there's not shedding or some kind of whatever. Okay, you've been lied to. Now Biden's shaking hands with people without wearing a mask in Pittsburgh, PA. And he's been just literally telling you how you're an enemy of freedom if you don't wear a mask. And it's your patriotic duty to wear one. And now he's failing in his patriotic duty. And the highlight to this, the takeaway to this, ladies and gentlemen, is just to show how dishonest these leaders really are, ladies and gentlemen, is to really highlight how disingenuous they really are. And then you want them to go ahead and lead you, them to have full power of police powers over you. Ladies and gentlemen, beware. I'm telling you right now. And here's the next one for Michael. President Joe Biden, if you can call him president. See, I'm taking that out of the headline here. They always say this. All right. And I'm just going to put Joe in this case. I'm going to even take out Biden. There you go. So Joe is set to announce guidelines for regulating cryptocurrencies in the coming weeks. Here we go there. Got to have control of the everything you buy and sell there, Michael.
Well, yeah, and they're talking, and Bitcoin is just loving it. All these people are back behind it. They're, oh, it's going to turn it into a currency. It's going to make it a legal tender. No, it's going to take it out of the people's hands and put it in the hands of government. It's going to take everything away that Bitcoin promised you, the security, the privacy, all these things that, well, it never lived up to anyway, but that's another conversation. and it's going to put it directly into government's hands. And this is exactly the opposite of the whole point of Bitcoin. The point of Bitcoin was to take out the third party person, get rid of the bankers, get rid of the control, the manipulation of the value and the exchange rate and all of these things that come along with money and currency. And man, they're just leading the parade, right, too. And I was looking at the main Bitcoin site. I don't even want to say site, that's so it's so misleading. There actually is a real Bitcoin place that you can go to, not just people talking about Bitcoin, but there actually is a standard and a place that you can go and look. And they're just parading down the street. Oh yes, turn it into a currency, make it legal tender. Oh.
Now this is interesting. I want to give you the details to the story. Okay, this won't take long, but I want to really highlight the fundamental reality, because this highlights what Michael's talking about. We don't need all this government just to trade with one another. Think about this. All this is about is me being able to say, Michael, you know, I want widget A from you, and I'm willing to give you service B for that. Is that cool? Mike says, yeah, we're good.
Deal.
But no. Here's the deal. Joe is set to announce guidelines for regulating cryptocurrencies in the coming weeks. Then it says this, the initiative will involve the State Department. What? Yeah, the State Department, the Treasury Department, National Economic Council, Council of Economic Advisors, and the White House National Security Council. Well, if that's not enough craziness so that Sam and Michael can trade, then they say this. It will charge the agencies listed above with developing a coherent regulatory framework for digital assets. Whoa, Michael.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. They're telling you right there in it, we're going to set the standards, we're going to set the rules, you will do it our way. And that's exactly the opposite of why the currency was even started, why it was even created in the first place. And it's got me amazed that people just don't see this time and time again. How many times can we do this? Let these lies, let these manipulations, and let them take control of our money. The founding of the nation, you go all the way back to the beginning. Don't let the banks get a hold of the money. Don't let the banks get a hold of the money. Don't give them permission. Don't give them a legal framework from which to seize control of our money. And we just repeatedly, over and over, here you go. Here's a new currency. Here's a new money type. Here's this. Just take it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the money changers are out of control. They're waging unlimited war with it. I mean, they're out of control, taking away agency and freedom and violating your right to conscience and everything else in the wake of their abuse. You got to understand, folks, it's just out of control.
Well, I hate to sound flippant about it or even to have a smile on my face when I'm talking about it, but it just is so confusing to me. It's so easy to see that this is what this is. All of these lies, whether we're talking about the vaccine, whether we're talking about currencies, it just doesn't matter. It's always the same pattern. It happens over and over again, and all somebody has to do is just open up their eyes and take a look at it for a second. Turn off their TV, let the noise settle down for a little bit, clear their thoughts, and look at stuff, look at things logically. And boy, you just start to see it everywhere.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. If you like what Michael's saying, you can check out his incredible radio show called Toward Anarchy. ToordAnarchy.com is the website for it. You can listen to the podcasts literally 24/7 or every Sunday afternoon. You can tune into republicbroadcasting.org and listen to the show live there as well. You know, if you could tell the world anything, what would you tell them, Michael? If you just had a quick minute to say whatever, what would you tell the whole world?
Why, that's a good question. Take your energy out of the system. Take your energy, your time, your money. Stop wasting it on. We spend so much of ourselves trying to keep up. And it's not just with, you know, have fun. Keep up with pop culture and keep up with fads and things like that. That's far better expense of your time and your life than wasting it on politics and this game of manipulation.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Storm doing a great job. I saw him on this forum and thought, you know what? I've followed Michael Storm and kept an eye on what he's doing for a long time. And, you know, I knew his name was familiar when I saw him. I'm like, you know what? I know this guy. Well, now I realize it's Republic Broadcasting because I knew John Stattmiller well. God bless his soul. And I used to be on Republic myself for a long time. And so anyway, great minds running similar circles, ladies and gentlemen.
Indeed.
Is the real takeaway, Michael.
Thank you so much, Sam. I really appreciate you. And you know what? You're absolutely right. Finding each other on that Podmatch, that platform is fantastic because this is exactly what I want to do. Just to spend a few minutes every chance I get talking with somebody about this and these ideas and just that one chance that somebody's going to say, you know what? He's right. Let's just do this thing.
Well, and even if some people can't take it all the way, right? Like there's different levels of how you deliver it. Some just say, hey, live and let live. It's that simple, guys.
I love it.
They take a little bit of a softer approach. But when you really study and understand, you can be wherever you are on the spectrum here. Just, you know what? Have in your mind that I want just a little more freedom.
Yeah.
A little more ability to think what I want, say what I want, believe what I want, do what I want. All you got to do is say, don't hurt me, don't take my stuff. And you got it covered pretty much. All right, Michael, thank you so much, my friend. We'll have
you
back.
Brother.
We appreciate you. Godspeed, sir.
Take care.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Storm doing a phenomenal job. He's the host of Toward Anarchy Radio Show and Podcast. And he's been a broadcast journalism professional for more than 20 years, doing a great job as always. ToardAnarchy.com, his website. We just want to help you understand the truth, okay? That's what we do on this radio program. I am Sam Bushman. And for Sam and Michael, You know what? We declare this nation shall endure. We hope that we can be free to choose as we will. Isn't that God's way? Choice and agency and freedom? All right, just wondering. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic.